Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The sponsor of our show, the law firm Condori and Murad, would like to help you to draft a last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. That paperwork stuff's important, but it's not fun, and they make it seamless. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. They'll take exceptional care of you. I've sent my parents to them. Be sure to let them know that we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Beltway Blitz today and every day right here at 4 o'clock. We'll cover the Caps, the NFL, the Commanders. Remember, at 5 o'clock today, Tress Way, who's headed to the Pro Bowl, Commanders punter. Always love having him on the show. And Bill is back by popular demand. Jacory Crosskey-Merritt, the team's starting running back early this season, who exploded, then got back on the good foot a couple weeks ago. Want to ask him about his usage this weekend as Chris Rodriguez got back to being the bell cow. That's coming up an hour from right now. But let's get to the Blitz and start off on the ice. John Walton, the voice of the Capitals, joins us to get things started. John, appreciate you hopping aboard. The Capitals have struggled here of late, got one of a possible 4 points against the Red Wings. They've got a 7 o'clock puck drop at home tonight against the New York Rangers. What have you seen from them in this five-game stretch where they just haven't played very well?
I think the game on Sunday was better than we've seen. I think that it, when you drill down on the first period, which was very good, a few bounces here or there against a goaltender that was struggling, and maybe that's a different result. We saw line changes that were, I think, used to good effect. I think we saw, by and large, I thought some pretty good scoring chances from the forwards, and Jacob Chychrun ended up with 15 shots on the weekend. So, I mean, they're doing a lot of the right things. I didn't like the game at home as much, but I thought Sunday was better. And I think the real question for this one tonight is who's able to go, because there's a little bit of an illness thing going around in the room. Tom Wilson didn't skate this morning. I think even though the line combinations were pretty good, that's something that we would see after the break too. I'm not entirely sure what we're going to see when they come down the tunnel here. We'll find out during warm-up.
John, goaltending-wise this season, Logan Thompson's been great. When Charlie Lindgren was healthy, a little more up and down, but he's been very solid. I mean, for you, when those guys are going good, what's that look like as opposed to maybe when they're giving up a bunch of goals? And how corollary is it more the defense in front of them? Or have they had a few games where they're just not at the same level?
I think that Logan has stolen them some games along the way. And I think It doesn't necessarily mean he had to do it for 60 minutes, but there's been a lot of games where he's been under siege, say, in the first period, if things didn't maybe start as quick as the Caps were hoping, and then it kind of got him into the groove a little bit, so to speak. And I think that's what makes him the MVP right now. First half of the season, without Logan Thompson, they would not be in the position that they are in. The offense has sputtered in October, was really good in November, early December. But since the California trip, they've been trying to find their way again a little bit. And I think through it all, he's been the guy that's gotten them standings points more often than not. And, you know, Charlie gets one to your point. He ends up, you know, for the most part, getting that one on Sunday, too. And I thought he was fine. But Logan Thompson is going to go to the Olympics. That news is going to be coming here in days now. They're going to put the team together and make the announcement on New Year's Eve. So if he and Tom Wilson are not on it, that would be egregious, I believe. And for Logan, you know, it's going to be real interesting to see how they deploy goalies, because they got Jordan Binnington, who was having a terrible year in St. Louis, but he was the guy that took him to Four Nations and won gold. Does he get the first crack? Probably. But if he doesn't come through, there's going to be Logan sitting there, and I would imagine that if Binnington falters at all, I don't know that there's going to be a real long leash for that in the Olympic format, and we might see one of our own leading Team Canada and trying to come up with gold for the guys up north.
John, are we sure the Olympics are happening? I saw that rink they're building. They better step it up right now.
Well, Zabe, good to hear from you. Hey, and you know what? I think so. The last thing that I heard, I mean, what do I know? I just run around doing this thing. But it sounded as if, as discouraging as it looked there for a while, I think they're going to be okay. I have not heard anything overly negative.
They don't have ice yet.
Now, yeah, look, well, you know, can that get is ice a major component. 72 they might turn hours. It into roller hockey. Who knows? Well,
a lot of stories on it. They'll probably get it done, but they're on an Italian schedule right now, so chop, chop.
It's going to be scary. I mean, listen, not having an ice test and going through and doing that, I mean, it's not a perfect science. I mean, think about, like, right now, on New Year's Day, the Rangers are going to play in Florida at the Marlins Stadium there. And even they, I mean, it takes 2 or 3 weeks just to, from the temporary thing to put it together. It's not like it just happens in a day. So, yeah, hopefully they get that thing going.
Yeah, Bettman said, I'm not trying to pile on, but it's been disappointing. It's been so slow coming.
John, how about tonight's game with the Rangers? Give me some game notes and some particulars here before we let you go on Puck Drop coming up on the Capitals Radio Network.
Well, the Rangers are a team that they have good goaltending. So sometimes there are nights where it can be frustrating. One of the things we're going to talk about with Spencer coming up in the pregame is about the whole idea of, hey, listen, it's 60 minutes to the holidays. This team needs a win. You want to feel good about yourself going into it, but how do you do that? He said the top of his list is you've got to be able to not only, A, focus and lock down for 60 minutes, but don't get frustrated if it doesn't go your way in the first 20 minutes. Stay with the game plan. And I think under Spencer Carberry, we've seen a lot of that. This is not a dynamic offensive team, the Rangers. The Capitals haven't exactly been pouring it in the last half dozen, but this screams of a 2-1-3-2 kind of game tonight. And as long as the Caps come up on the right side of it, Logan Thompson's going to get the start, and he's been terrific. So hopefully, maybe for the Rangers, instead of maybe it's 2 or 1 or maybe not even any, the way he's been going here down the stretch last little while. So hoping for something along those lines. Would like to see the health of the team be all right. We'll know here in a little bit about Tom Wilson, if he's able to go. And if he is, then I think they may be at full tilt tonight, and maybe they can put together a little holiday treat for the fans here at 7 and a half tonight.
John, thank you, buddy. Have a great call. Looking forward to listening to it on The Fan.
All right. Happy holidays, fellas.
You too. Be well. There's John Walton, Caps Radio Network, Puck Drop just after 7. Let's talk football. Nate Davis, USA Today, to help us do just that. Nate, last night, 49ers hung 48 on the Colts, 41 against that Indianapolis defense, which faltered. I actually want to start with the losers, though. Phil Rivers, that blew me away. He does not look terrible. I'm stunned by how competent he looked, Nate.
Yeah, well, I mean, I joked when they brought him back that, I mean, he's been a 44-year-old quarterback for the last 24 years, so this is nothing new to him. But, I mean, you do give him credit. I mean, I know that he knows the offense from you know, high school, basically, and that he and Steichen have been in touch for years and they're old buddies. But, I mean, it's one thing to go out there and do it in an NFL game. And certainly, you know, a lot more available in the playbook last night than there was, you know, in Seattle the week before. So it's a pretty amazing story. It's too bad that it's probably going to end this week, but it's been fun while it's lasted.
Do you have any ideas on the Hartman situation with the Commanders?
The Hartman, I do not have any ideas on that, Steve.
Oh, okay, good. You're covering the whole league. We're delving into the fourth string quarterback and why he's been on the practice squad for 2 years. Great chance to get out there and show his stuff, and he is not being given the chance to start this week. Short week, they say. You know what? Let's not even deal with it. Let's move on, shall we?
I saw they brought Driscoll back, Steve. I mean, I can't say that I care. From an Astros perspective, we don't care much about this game. I was at the Eagles game, and, yeah. You know, I feel bad for this team, but no, I have not drilled down to the Sam Hartman situation.
Okay. More importantly, you've got some interesting races, divisional races. Who do you think is the most dangerous in the AFC?
I think it's a grab bag. This is the same Steve Zabin from the Mean Streets of McLean, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think of you often when I drive through those mean streets.
Yes, they're mean.
They're
Look
very
out.
Mean.
I like Jacksonville in the moment, guys. But I mean,
in the
none
moment.
Of these, I mean, it's kind of a week-by-week thing. I mean, none of these teams really is blowing me away. I think it's going to be a situation of who gets hot here in the next month. I mean, I've got trust issues with Bo Nix. You know, I think the Patriots are ahead of schedule, and you want to buy into them a little bit. Frankly, same thing for Jacksonville too. But I mean, Trevor Lawrence is playing MVP caliber the last 4 weeks. You know, can he sustain that? I don't know. You know, I think we all kind of like the narrative. This is finally the year for the Bills. You know, there's no Ravens, there's no Chiefs in their way. But you know, now Josh Allen's got hurt his foot the other day. You know, do they just maybe rest him now and not worry about the long shot of trying to get a bye? I mean, you can make a case for and against all these teams, but I mean, I think right now, this moment, 4:15 on Tuesday, Jacksonville probably to me is the best of the bunch. But I mean, it's put them in a bag and pull one out. You know,
it would appear the Lions are cooked. I mean, Green Bay, that tie is going to work in their favor in some capacity here. They've got the Ravens and the Vikings left. They win one and they're in. You see any path for Detroit, or is it over?
I mean, the path is they win their last two, and the Packers win their last two. So, I mean, that's the path.
Lose. Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, Lions win out, Packers lose out,
yep.
Right? That's the path. That's what I'm trying to say here. So, but I mean, you know, Detroit. I think certainly, and for those we all live in the fantasy football world. I mean, you know, we focus on that, and they're dangerous. And anybody that's seen them play, I mean, we know how explosive they can be. You know, saw them in Baltimore, the big game against the Cowboys on Thursday night, but. I mean, the truth is like they've got nobody behind their defensive line. The secondary's gone. It's kind of the same story as last year. Is they can't stop anybody, and you know they're not able to stop the bleeding the way the 49ers have this year, who in a bit of a similar situation with their defense decimated. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a pretty much a long shot the Lions make it in, and even if they do, I think they're probably one and done anyway.
John Harbaugh and the Ravens been scrambling since the rotation fiasco with Derrick Henry at the end of their game the other night against the Patriots. Can you explain how coaches get so locked in to these set routines of, well, it's the rotation, and they just don't play one of the great running backs of all time when a game is on the line, your season is on the line?
I can't explain it, Steve, and in particular, I can't explain it for this team. I thought that they had learned their lesson kind of when they forgot about running the ball against the Chiefs in the
right.
AFC championship game a couple of years ago, and they realized the mistake they made. That was obviously a year before Derrick Henry got there, but I mean they talked about him being a closer. I can't say, you know, for whatever reason that they were spooked by, you know, another fumble with him early in the game, but I mean he played well after that. It does seem like there's vapor locked and they just get in their own way sometimes. And I know Ravens fans have really kind of had it with this staff, you know, at least the vocal ones we see on social media, but I mean, it's true. I mean, this team has done this before. Run the ball, like, and particularly in a situation where your starting quarterback is out, why get cute? So I can't explain it. No.
Nate, great as always, buddy. Thank you for hopping on the Blitz.
Happy holidays, fellas. Thanks.
You too. Have a wonderful holiday. All right, let's localize the football banter. We sent Ryan to go pick up some pizza for us a little earlier today, and while he was coming back down Half Street, he saw Chris Russell
Oh, my God, he's right in here next to me.
He was throwing a baseball against the wall.
Hello, Rooster.
We invited him into chat. Hey, Slashery.
Hi, guys. I didn't get any pizza. How was the pizza? Is it good?
You got to be quick off the ball.
Yeah.
Andy's pizza's delicious.
I mean, I saw Corporate Clary just shoveling. I mean, shoveling.
He was hungry.
They made short work of it, for sure.
How are you, boys?
Good.
Doing very well. Are you going on Christmas Day?
Hell to the no.
What do you think the stadium's going to look like? What kind of turnout are we looking at?
I mean, real attendance, I would say 50-ish thousand, maybe. Maybe. And that's only because the Cowboys are here. If there was, like, the New Orleans Saints who don't have any fans, outside of New Orleans, there would probably be about 15,000.
What's current listed capacity on the rusted, disconfigured
I don't know what the official is, but I think it's 63 and change, somewhere in that range, 64 maybe.
I was going to say upper sixes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's upper sixes. I think last year was like 64, but they may have done a little bit more carving out.
When they want to announce 71, they'll announce 71.
Exactly.
I mean, really? They just throw it out there. Challenge us on it.
I got to be honest with you guys. If I didn't have to be on the radio the next day, and for some reason I didn't take Friday off, I would not watch this game. This game is not worthy of our time.
Hey.
This is not worthy of our time.
We only get 17.
It's okay. We get plenty of football.
Russell, we'll be dying for this game in May and June.
I'll be fine.
And July.
I'll figure out something else.
You're going to be thirsty then. We got to eat it while it's on our plate.
Football. It's just we get a lot of football.
We'll bet on it.
1 o'clock on Christmas Day, Cowboys Commanders. No thanks.
Get some sweet teasers on FanDuel.
If you were Russell Peters, okay? Would you, and in this case, you'd be the general manager, just to be clear, not the other Russell Peters. Would you start Sam Hartman or Josh Johnson?
I would start Josh Johnson.
Because
I know you guys are trying to figure this out. I heard some of it.
He gives you the best chance to win.
I have not seen Sam Hartman practice or do anything since late August. What I saw during training camp and in the preseason was not only not good, but it was abysmal. It was abysmal.
Tell me what you saw. Inaccurate.
I saw
throws,
inaccurate. I saw no arm strength. Confusion. I saw everything that you don't want to see.
Every
now, I don't know if he's improved since then, but it's very alarming to me that I know Jeff Driskel knows the offense, but you had to fly him in on a red eye, whatever, out of Arizona, which is quarterback hell, get him over here, and he's going to. Presumably, if everything stays the way we're kind of expecting it, Josh Johnson at 39,000 years old is going to start, get injured, and then Jeff Driskel is going to be on the field for the second half against the Cowboys on Netflix. Great investment, Netflix.
Why is Hartman on the team?
Because he's still learning, I guess, how to play. What I saw in August, he didn't even deserve to be on the practice squad, but at least he knew the system.
It's
and
not August
as
anymore.
As you know, I'm a big fan of not shortchanging the quarterback situation. Like, I love Danny. I completely disagree with him when he says when you get to the third quarterback, you're screwed. You have no chance anyway. That's not true in the NFL anymore. And hasn't
no,
been
not
true.
At all.
Hasn't been true. Every team needs three good quarterbacks on the 53 and somebody on the practice squad that knows the actual offense because of how many of these guys get injured
be above Hartman on
because
the
he knows
chart.
The he knows the offense
not
and he's better
than Hartman.
And he's more experienced
because Driskel made it in the league where he could start some games.
He's more experienced. He's
I don't care about playing well. That's stupid and irrelevant.
Well, they do.
They shouldn't.
I agree with you. I don't want them to win. I don't care if they play well. They want
to have to worry about
don't
winning.
Forget the NFC East tournament is still going on, presented by Hard Knocks, and I've been trying to figure out whether this is double elimination College World Series style or whether they were eliminated by choking it up against the Eagles on Saturday. I'm not sure.
This thing.
I think it's double elimination.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Dan Quinn divisional tournament.
I think so.
You ready for Christmas?
By the way, did you see the wide receiver they claimed yesterday?
No.
Failed his physical, they can't even add him to the roster.
Jamal
Ray Agnew. I am not ready for Christmas. I have Christmas presents for Ty Guy and Natalie to still wrap. And I got when we went to a hockey game, which you were kind enough to invite me to, I picked up like an Ovechkin 895 stick and a team photo or something like that. So I still got to wrap that. I still got to get you guys something. But, listen.
A little late, Greeny.
Yeah, no, don't get me anything.
I mean, yeah.
Can I'll tell you what I want for Christmas. Can I have your press pass for the game since you're not going?
Sure.
Just flip it to me.
Sure.
I'll be you.
Okay.
Okay. They won't mind.
I'll be more than happy to give
it to
you.
We're going to get hammered in the parking lot.
Attaboy.
On some grapefruit schnapps and some Busch Lights. Get some chicken wings from
Harris Teeter,
some cold chicken wings. Tell my family, no church for me. Going to the Commanders game.
You actually want to go to that game?
No, I don't. I want to go there as a stunt, as a joke, to sit there out in the parking lot with all that disgusting stuff. Like, let's go! You know there's going to be a lot of little cowboy Jimmies and Tommies that were given gifts by their parents to go to this game. And they're going to go with a heart full of disappointment and longing, which is good training to be a cowboy fan.
Greeny, thank you, bud.
Thank you, boys. Good to see you. Merry Christmas. You,
always good to see you. Tressway's on the show in 35 minutes. We got Bill early next hour as well right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Back live from our Half Street studios in the Navy Yard, Grant and Danny. Danny's holiday vacay continues. Steve Zabin's in and alongside today. You're listening to The Fan. You can watch us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube channel. Listen wherever you are on the Odyssey app. Pause and rewind the show. And, of course, we're all over the DMV on 106.7. We're in Richmond on AM 910, FM 105.1. We're everywhere. So if you can't find us, it's on you. You got to figure that out going into 2026. Zabe, I wanted to talk Coach of the Year odds in the NFL, looking at the board right now.
I saw your votes, and yes. I put a pin in it going, oh, I got to talk to Grant about this.
So I put out my top five. I want to get your response, but as is generally the case.
You know, fifth guy is too low, way too low.
That's definitely the complaint.
Sun Ting Wong.
Here's the problem. Now. You got to move somebody down then.
I know you do. You know what? There's a lot of actually compelling cases for Coach of the Year, and it all depends on what you put as a priority for who does a great job.
Right.
I think the guy that does the best job was the guy you saw last night.
This is the best market, by the way, this year. In terms of, like, if you get a vote or it's the most competitive. I think there's at least four, maybe five, six guys that could actually, as you said, have a real case and win this thing.
What Shanny Jr. has done with the Niners is remarkable.
Incredible.
He's done such a great job this year, and he's become a really, really good coach overall because he can be a guy's guy when needed, but then lay down the hammer as well. He's got great, ruthless in-game tactics, so he knows how to navigate choppy waters and get the ship home to port. And then culturally, he has the team ready to play every week, no matter what.
He has had years like this one in San Francisco, Kyle's had to deal with, where they have just
wipeout injuries.
Unbelievable injuries. And in the past, early in his career, it leads to a 4-12 or a 6-10.
Correct.
This year, they're 11-4 with all those injuries. But he's the guy, actually, that people take the biggest issue with on my list.
What did you rank him at?
So here's what we got.
I thought you had him down at 5.
I've got him 4.
Okay.
So number one, I've got Mike Vrabel of the New England Patriots. We can go back through these in a minute. Number two, Ben Johnson, Chicago Bears.
I'm going to need a Ben Johnson alert.
Number three is Mike McDonald of the Seattle Seahawks. Fourth, I've got Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco. And then my number five is Liam Cohen of the Jacksonville Jaguars, who have a legitimate chance still to be the number one seed in the AFC. So the arguments are pretty obvious, but I'll rapid-fire this.
Here, I'll go Kyle 1, Cohen 2, Vrabel 3, Johnson 4, and then McDonald 9.
Okay. I'll come back to McDonald last. Why is Cohen over Vrabel?
Because he's new. So I give bonus points. Vrabel's done it, though, before at Tennessee. And I would say, even though Trevor Lawrence has had a resurrection, Vrabel has the faster horse in Drake May.
But nobody knew that when he took over.
I know. Vrabel's great.
Yeah.
I'd like all these guys, but if I have to rank them, I give Cohen a nod because he had less to work with, and they lost Travis Hunter, who was their guy that they were building around this year.
So I think Jacksonville's offense is way more talented than New England's. Liam Cohen's tremendous. I love Liam Cohen. It's one of my favorite offensive designers. But they have a worse record than New England. They're in a softer division, possibly, than New England, especially with the Phillip Rivers injury.
Oh, no, Miami and the Jets, bro.
It's pretty good. Or pretty bad. Which one would it be?
Right.
But the Bills are a juggernaut. There's nobody like that in the AFC.
They're both good. It's eeny, meeny, miny, mo, whatever.
And so, you've got a $50 million quarterback who's a former 1-1 that you're working with.
I think
he's done a good job with
it. I think Johnson's been good. I think it's easy to get distracted by the shirtless hype. But the Bears have been a magic act all year, like the Commanders were last year.
Right.
They've pulled five games straight out of their ass, which they had no business winning.
Coaching.
And that's, it is kind of coaching, but there's a lot of coin flipping that goes on every week in the NFL. A lot of games that are just truly random outcomes. It doesn't mean I don't think he's a great hire for them. Doesn't mean that I don't think he's doing a good job, but I put that all into the formula, which is not even a formula, into my subjective, lick my finger, stick it in the air and go, who's the coach of the year?
That's the number three rushing offense in the NFL now, the architect Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson
yards
alert.
Per play.
Ben Johnson alert.
They're the number nine overall.
What is that?
Ben Johnson alert?
Yeah, I need to know the backstory on this.
Though. How long you got? So this gets me in a little trouble. People get very upset. So I was obsessed with Ben Johnson. Some would say I still am.
For a long time when
he was
with the Lions. Okay.
Yeah, for multiple years, I wanted him to be the head coach here. Washington had an opening. I wanted him to be the head coach here. They decided that wasn't for them necessarily.
So whenever his name would come up, you guys created a little sounder, which
yes,
is Ben Johnson.
Would talk about Ben Johnson every hour of every day.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
So whenever you say the name, it comes up.
Exactly right.
All right. So
people got a little frustrated.
So you have biased admirers' eyes on Ben Johnson.
He's the best play designer and schemer in the league. And
no, he's really good, and he did something smart. He said, we are going to run. We're going to get heavier. We're going to go more two tight end sets. They drafted a tight end. Because he kind of knew deep down, he's like, Caleb's is going to be a project yet as a passer. So even though we got all these targets and all these guys, these weapons, we need to be able to run. And so with, you know, with Swift and Manungai, great name that is.
Kyle Manungai. Seventh round pick.
Yeah.
He's getting a lot out of him. It's just a great run game. What he's done for Caleb Williams has been fantastic.
Will you sell me on McDonald up there in Seattle? Because he's always struck me as just kind of meh. I don't understand him. He's very, he's good. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, sell me on what he does best.
Okay, so first off, he's, I think, one of the smartest defensive minds in the NFL. Seattle last year went from a bad defense to a top 10 defense in the second half of the season.
Okay.
He's a D coordinator who comes in as a first-time head coach, turns them around. This year, they're the number two defense in the NFL yards per play. They have the number one defense when just rushing four up front, because of the games and stunts that he draws up and designs in the dirt.
Okay.
They're number one against the run. They're number two against the pass. They're top six in getting sacks. They're top five in first downs allowed. So he is the guy who's been the antidote to the Shanahan scheme.
Got it.
Like, people are studying his defense because that offense that has had the branches go all over the NFL, he's the one guy defensively so far. See, like, Baltimore shoving it on the Dolphins, shoving it on San Francisco when he was there, who's been able to shut that offense down. From a head coaching standpoint, he was also interviewed, I'll remind you, by the Washington Commanders when they hired Dan Quinn. And he, too, was not the choice. Now, people will say he went to Seattle the day before. I think if he wanted to be the coach of the Commanders when they had the number two pick, he would have been the coach. If they wanted him to, rather, he would have been the coach. But last year, he gets the job. He goes 10-7 in a tough division.
With Geno Smith. My friend Geno Smith.
They trade Geno. They go get Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
They go really heavily into defense. They don't even run the ball that well. And they're 12-3 in a division with the Rams, who have already clinched, and the Niners, who have already
sold. You just sold me on your boy.
It might be the one seed.
Oh, Mike McDonald.
So in 2 years, by the way, he's 22-10. He's had more success than anybody else in that coaching class.
Yeah.
So far. So okay. I'm a big Mike McDonald believer. I just think he's out in Seattle. He's a defensive guy, not an offensive guy, so he doesn't get the same love. But I'm going Vrabel 1, Johnson 2, McDonald 3, Shanahan 4, Liam Cohen 5.
You know, for the Mike McDonald alerts, Darius, you could get maybe a little woo-woo from the Michael McDonald singer of What a Fool Believes fame.
There was a Mike McDonald alert for exactly one day.
Was it really?
Yes, because when Ben Johnson fell through and that whole thing went up in smoke, I don't know if you remember the specifics, but they're on an airplane going out to Detroit.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
He tells them thanks.
Turns around.
I mean, it took a lot of money and some control. You're either going to pay him a bunch and let him have some personnel control, or you're not getting the most sought-after coaching candidate in years. Didn't work out. Fine. So then my immediate pivot was, because the Dan Quinn stuff was percolating, you know? And I have nothing against Dan Quinn. He actually did a hell of a job last year.
He was your third choice.
not quite.
Fourth?
Maybe not fourth.
Wow. So McDonald?
Yes.
No, it was Ben Johnson
Ben
one,
Johnson
McDonald
was one.
Two.
McDonald was only two after all of the offensive guys were exhausted.
Did you have your list ranked while this was still being?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, we only did that every day for 4.5 hours.
I love it.
This is why people are still mad at me. This is one of my frustrations is once they hired Quinn, you just kind of move on. They made their choice.
They're mad at you because they feel like your heart has not accepted your fifth
choice.
Exactly,
because of my obsession with Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
And I think really if you want the truth, it's because of how well he's doing.
Well,
so they're mad at him and they're mad at something else and they'll take it out on me.
When people disagree with you about something and then you're right, they hate you even more. They hate you for being right.
You're not wrong. You're not
being
wrong.
Being a tall, handsome fella.
Yes. You're very Sam Hartman over there. But anyway, as soon as the Ben Johnson thing, like my dream of years and years of like, oh my God, they could do this in one offseason, let's do it, went away. Then I panicked and I'm like, it can't end this way with a retread defensive mind.
They could do this in one offseason?
Well, they had a chance
to. Do what?
They have a new owner. to get the GM right and the quarterback right all in one fell swoop.
All three levels, yeah.
So I'm like, here we go. Let's do this thing.
Actually, all four levels. Owner, GM, coach, quarterback.
Right. It's never happened in my life. They've never even tried. And in one offseason, let's hit a bunch of home runs and let's win for 17 years.
Well, they hit a lot of home runs last year.
They hit a hell of a lot of home runs.
I know.
Yeah.
It's just now you're like, was it real?
That's the big question.
That's the big question.
But that was my pivot, was for 24 hours, McDonald was the guy.
I think we can agree coaching certainly does matter in the NFL.
You're seeing it in Jacksonville, New England, and other spots.
And we can also agree that it's really hard to fully know exactly who's going to be good.
And by the way, to DQ's credit, you saw it here last year.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the majority of last year's success was a lot of what Peters did worked. And Jaden Daniels, whether it was you coaching, Dan Quinn coaching, or me coaching, waved a wand over that thing. But you have to give Quinn a lot of credit for, and I do, the culture building. You know, you see why he's so popular and beloved. The players legitimately really, really enjoy playing for this guy because he is a legitimate leader of men. And he's a badass
leader
defensive
of
mind.
Men.
As a defensive coordinator, he's had top five defenses his entire career as a DC. Yep. It hasn't happened as a head coach. But I do think he's a really, really, like, unlike Ron, if he's a defensive coordinator, I feel really good about him being a top-of-the-board type guy.
And he benefits from the low bar, low, low bar of all the terrible coaches that preceded him.
Helps.
Of which they were almost all terrible. Even the good ones like Shanahan, who had credentials, was undermined by little Danny Snyder from the very minute he set foot here. And he kind of never had a chance.
We got Tressway coming up at 5 o'clock. Bill, Ja'Cory Krosky, and Merritt will be with us as well. It's about 17 minutes out on Grant and Danny. Steve Zabin's in today.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you.
and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Grant and Danny without Danny today. Steve Zabin is in. Thanks for making the show part of your afternoon. Christmas Eve tomorrow. We're 2 days out from the kids running down the steps and getting fired up. Zabe, are you a bigger fan of Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Yes.
I like that answer.
Yeah, both. Very much both. So many great old 8mm movies my dad took of us as kids in our pajamas. Tumbling down the stairs on the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, 7903 Stirrup Cup Lane. And I have a decent amount of those videos with my daughters. But, you know, the daughters get older and then they're on their own. It's sort of sad this time of year because you're like, you don't have that same feeling on Christmas Eve. You're right in the meat of it. You've got the four little ones. It's
yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, it's the best. It's yeah. Great. I think we always had a big party on Christmas Eve growing up.
Who's we?
Family, so my parents would have family friends over, but they all had kids my age, so some
friends,
of my best buddies.
Not relatives.
Right.
So the neighborhood would come over.
Yeah.
Or I mean, friends would come over, so that's cool. So non-family unit members, big party on Christmas Eve?
Yes, we would. So we would. Nice. It would generally roll from, like, I don't know, 4:35, like happy hour time frame, to about
so big
eight.
Dinner, lots of desserts, cookies, eggnog.
This is bagel bites and wings and... all kinds of...
do you do that now with yours?
So we have not been doing that.
Okay.
I think as we get a little older, we'll do something like that for sure. Everyone kind of rolled out around 7 and 8 and went home to do whatever traditions they had. But I say this to say Christmas Eve's always kind of been my wheelhouse. With kids now, it's back to Christmas morning because that's the fun. But I think I'd like to get back to a place at some point where I'm an Eve over day guy. Because the day, you've got the excitement of ripping open the packages and the presents and all that. But as a grown-up, like, other than my kids' joy, which is amazing, when that's over with, I think I'm going to be Eve over day. I like the idea of sitting down. It's quiet. The Christmas tree's on. I'm watching a Christmas movie. You're looking forward to seeing how excited they are tomorrow or whatever. And in my case, I'm putting meatballs in a crock pot. And we're going to have some people over maybe for a Christmas Eve party like we did at my house.
Day is tough because once the morning comes, you open everything up, then it's over. And so then you have that inevitable letdown of, oh, it's over. All the anticipation, all the decorating and the shopping and the looking forward to it, it's over. And so that's tough. But then if you have a second Christmas at a family member's house,
yeah,
where you then go there for dinner and you also open presents a second time, it's like a bonus Christmas.
Yeah, this year we're doing our family Christmas. So my siblings and parents and all their, you know, kids and everything are coming to my house on the Saturday, the 27th. So that's the old double dip.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah, we've got another one coming. But I remember that feeling of being a kid right after you would open your presents. And I would always, I don't know why, even at like 8, 9 years old, I would get a trash bag and I'd bring it over and I'd put all the wrapping paper in the trash bag as I went.
And oh, you were a neatnik.
Yeah, and I would open, I hated all the paper laying all over the place. Then I would open up each present and play with it. I wanted to savor it. So, like, my brother, Sean, would tear through
like Tasmanian devil.
He is done opening everything, and he's on out of the room to go have breakfast or whatever. And I got half of my pile of presents, you know, still to go. I think for me, like, the memories on Christmas morning are the best. But I do remember distinctly when you'd finish opening those gifts, Dave, you'd go, my thought was always, oh, no, I got to wait 364 more days to do this again.
Yeah. My most prized Photoshop I have, a listener did this. Once upon a time when I was probably 10 years old, maybe 11, I had a set of light blue Washington Capitals pajamas. Now, you got to remember, this is circa 1980-ish, when you couldn't readily get logoed team gear, especially of a hockey team.
You weren't rolling into Dick's
to
grab your Caps gear.
In fact, I don't even know where my mom would have gotten this from, but had the pajamas on, and there's a little skinny Stephen P. Zabin sitting in the family room with my glorious tuft of dirty brown hair, which I had back then, and I'm in my Capitals pajamas, and I've got a box. I'm opening some kind of box. And what a listener did after years and years of playoff disappointments with the Capitals, they photoshopped in lifetime of playoff disappointments into the box. And I was like dying going, that's the funniest thing ever, right? That me in my Capitals pajamas would open up such a gift. But then, behold, they won the cup. And then they photoshopped the cup in there, and I had a companion picture to that. I'll try to find it, but it's just kind of funny. You know, we had some logoed gear as kids growing up here in the late 70s when we were 8, 9, 10 years old. But it was hard to get. Like, you could get a Redskins plastic helmet and shoulder pad kit from Toys R Us, but the jerseys only came in one number, 89. At least that's what my brother and I had one year. And the helmets were very flimsy, and you better not try to play tackle football in them because they offered no protection. Right. But they were an actual helmet. They had the actual licensed original Redskin logo on the side. But where would you get that stuff back in the day? I don't know. There was one or two places. That was about it.
See, I'm glad I came along when I did then, because my Christmas list every year, the official little Grant Harrison Paulson Christmas list, you ready?
Yes.
Every year I would write it as if I needed to, and I don't know why. It would say Redskin stuff.
just figured out, Mom and Dad.
Well,
stuff.
I just put it in the envelope, sent it off to the North Pole, Redskin stuff. And I would go see Santa wherever he was, and I'd sit on his lap, what do you want, guy? And I would say Redskin stuff. That was the list from age 3 to age, I don't know, 14 or whatever it was.
And was there any sort of guidance on that? Like, was there any particular items that you really wanted?
Not necessarily. I mean, a jersey's great if you want to go that route, but no. I mean, I don't know why I remember this.
That's the photo there with my brother. He was opening a Crossman 760 BB gun, which he terrorized the squirrels in the backyard on the mean streets of McLean, Virginia with. That's me in my Capitals pajama.
I love the PJ's kit.
I don't have the Photoshop version of this. I got to find it.
That's strong.
The Christmas tree drenched in tinsel, which was the thing in the 70s. Tinsel's gone completely out of vogue at that time. But, that was it. So many great Christmas. And, you know, my mom, you might be listening. Mom, if you're out there listening, I'm sorry. I sent my mom hither and yon for all kinds of Christmas requests for specific toys that you couldn't order off the internet. I mean, it was 1978, 79. But I knew somehow through the Sears catalog or other ways, like, hey, they have this fake machine gun that makes, like, noises and has a little light that lights up, and I want it. And she's going to all these shops trying to find it and whatnot. But, yeah. I love Christmas. I am definitely the Christmas kid. The toughest thing about getting old when your kids are out of the house and before they've been able to find their way and get married and deliver you grandchildren, if you're so lucky, is that there's this period where there's not really kids in your Christmas life. It sucks.
It is a game changer, though, when you have them again, I will say. It's like being a kid all over again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Tress Way joins us next. We'll talk to Bill as well, Jacory Kroski-Merritt. It'll be a busy segment. Grant and Danny, Steve Zabin's in today. You're listening to The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.